moving from left to right across your listening device. Final non-conference game before the conference slate gets going in a brand new path for Northam Memorial and the Valley Football Association beginning next week. McCracken in the shotgun, three wideouts, two split to the far side, his left. Takes a snap, looks to his left, flushed out, rolls out to the left, directing traffic, then dumps it off to Ben Mettler. Mettler's going to get out to the 24, maybe the 25, and it'll set up a third down and five for North.
And we saw last week with New Richmond, they were very good on third down stops against Marshfield.
New Richmond got a 7-6 rock fight win against Marshfield. The defense didn't allow any points. The only points Marshfield got was on a pick six. And New Richmond's defense even had a goal line stand. Third down and five for North as Peyton McCracken, the senior in the shotgun, takes a snap, inside handoff being bouncing to the outside, and he's got the first down. Lowers his shoulder past the 35 and gets knocked down at the 38-yard line. Babine with the carry and a first down run of 10-plus yards and a fresh set of downs for the Huskies.
And that was a good play from Bean. He was able to bounce to the outside and found a lane to get a ton of yardage.
Bean last week got 23 carries as he takes over the workload from the graduated Cam Olson. First and 10 for North at their own 39-yard line. First drive of the game. McCracken in the pistol, Bean with him. He'll hand it to Bean. Bean jitterbugs in the backfield, finds a little bit of a crevice through the line, drags tacklers with him for about 4 yards. It'll be second down and six.
Targeting Bean a lot here to start. We see that common amongst football teams to start by running the football and then work into passing.
McCracken last week was 15 of 19 throwing the football. You know, Matt McGinnis will use him, but right now trying to establish that run with Bean. Ball placed in the far hash mark. Three wideouts, two to the near side, which is the long side of the field. Bean fumbles the ball in the backfield on the handoff. New Richmond says they've got the ball, and they do. McCracken went to hand it to Bean. Bean, though, had it slip out of his hands as though it was a hot sweet potato taken straight out of the oven. And New Richmond forces the turnover, and they'll have the ball at the North 38-yard line.
Not exactly what you want to do if you're North to start.
So New Richmond will take over. This is a New Richmond team that was 10-2 last season. But not a lot expected out of them this year because they lost seven all-BRC players. And while Nick Stalrick, the quarterback, saw some time last year, he's still just a junior. He's in the shotgun. Off to his right is Joe Heppner, who had over 100 yards last week. They'll give it to Heppner, trying to kick it to the left side. Now finds an opening through the guard position and is able to crawl his way inside the 35 to the 33 in a gain of five. Second down and five. New Richmond has won all of the meetings since New Richmond had gone to the BRC a few years ago. They're 3-0 against the Huskies, including a 33-0 win last year against the Huskies here. Stalrick in the shotgun, Heppner with him on second and five from the North 33. Quick slant pass over the middle, caught in stride by Aiden Eckert. He has the first down before he gets bitten down at the ankles at the 21-yard line. Eckert the reception, though, and a first down. Aiden Eckert last week had 5 receptions for the Tigers. First and 10 for New Richmond at the North 21-yard line. Just underway here in the first quarter. New Richmond trying to turn that fumble into points. Stalrick looking to pass, swing out of the backfield to Heppner. Heppner inside the 20, inside the 15-yard line, and is brought down by Ty Schoff right near the first down marker. He's going to get 8, maybe 8.5. It'll be second down, and we'll call it 2. At the 13-yard line of North.
And we saw last week from New Richmond, they did score in the first quarter pretty quickly, but then hadn't scored since.
Stalrick in the shotgun, Heppner set up to his left. 4 wideouts, handoff, Heppner has the first down inside the 15. He's got a couple of North guys draped around his waist as though he was a fanny pack. He's able to bring it to the 8-yard line and has the first down. A couple of Huskies, though, wrapped around his waist right there as though they were getting ready to have a romantic photo taken. They couldn't bring him down, though, for an extra 3 yards. First and goal to go for New Richmond at the north 7-yard line. Starrick in the shotgun. Again, handing it off to Heppner, trying to bounce it to the outside, the short side of the field to the right, and nothing happening there as he's brought down quickly. Aiden Pankritz on the tackle along with Ty Schoff. Schoff, by the way, had 8 tackles last week for the Huskies, which led them in that close loss to Menominee. Second down and goal to go. They say he lost a couple of yards on the play, so the ball at the 9. Tight formation, one wide out to the left. Heppner in the backfield. As the handoff again to Heppner. Through the line, finds an opening. He's able to backpedal his way to the 5 and bring tacklers with him to the 4. And it'll be third down and goal from the 4. New Richmond doesn't really have a kicker, by the way. Evan Fagan made his extra point last week, but you know, if they don't get it here, they'd likely go for it. Bjorn Bonneman had been their all-BRC kicker a year ago and could have come back this year, but is not on the roster. Again, tight formation, third down and goal to go from the 4. Stalrick in the shotgun, claps his hands, fakes the give, rolls out to the near side, looking towards the end zone, fires it towards the end zone. He's got a man caught, touchdown. Touchdown, Carter Hickok, the tight end for New Richmond, and the Tigers take a 6-0 lead. So Carter Hickok, the senior tight end, with the touchdown for New Richmond. A 4-yard reception, and New Richmond takes the 6-0 lead with 6:28 to play in the first quarter. New Richmond will set up for the extra point. Evan Fagan made his only extra point attempt last week, a right-footed kicker. Ball's down, kicks on its way. The right-footed kick is true. And with 6:28 to play in the first quarter, New Richmond leads 7-0. North ball when we come back right after this. This is high school football on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
B.R. Strand.
Ah, quit messing around and go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
B.R. Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
The New Richmond Tigers turn that fumble by the Huskies in the points. It's 7-0 New Richmond, 6:28 to play in the first quarter. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Sunshiny conditions, temperatures in the upper 70s, as lovely of a night as you're going to get for football in late August. Kickoff's on its way by Monson for New Richmond. Taken by Schoff, it is 10-4 North. Brings it past the 20 along the near hash marks and is rolled over at about the 23-yard line. Most of the seats are on the near side, a big grandstand and a nice press box that Derek and I are in. Crowd tonight of probably about 2,500 or so. The grandstand below us is shoulder to shoulder and butt to stomach. And you've got some standing room off to the left at field level near the concession stands. That's about 2 deep over there. School sessions, I don't know if New Richmond started up school yet. I don't think they have. Of course, the Eau Claire school start up next week. But despite that, you still have a great turnout of the student body from New Richmond, which isn't always the case before school starts. All right, North will take over. First and 10 at their own 23, down by the score of 7-0. Peyton McCracken handing it to Levante Bean. He'll cradle that ball right up against his belly as he will bulldoze his way past the 25 and out to the 28-yard line. That was a bruising run by Bean. A gain of 4 on the play, second down and 6.
Yeah, that's a good run by him, able to push for extra yardage.
Bean last week had 61 yards on 23 attempts. Second down and 6 for North. They trail 7-0 midway through the first quarter. They've got the ball at their own 28. Bean again on the carry, but nowhere to go as he's devoured in the backfield and thrown back by a couple of New Richmond Tigers. Amongst the tacklers was Trevor Solon, senior linebacker. It'll be third down and 7. They say he only lost a yard on the play. Huskies have not tried to go through the air yet. Again, McCracken was 15 of 19 for 224 last week, but the Huskies right now have kept it on the ground with Bean. Trying to get New Richmond to have to stack up against that run. Huskies still looking towards the far side as the play is getting called in. Four wideouts, three to the far side. That's the long side of the field. McCracken in the shotgun. Sends a man in motion, takes the snap. Looking over the middle, flushed out. He'll be tackled after a gain of about a yard. Nothing happening there. I think he was looking for, on the drag route, Zach Shipman. But Shipman was being covered. Nothing was formulating there. And maybe sometimes that's the smart play to have right there. You've got to take the loss in order to win sometimes. And it'll be a punt coming up for North.
Just a rough start so far for North, unable to really advance the ball.
It's like being in an argument with your wife or an argument with your son. Sometimes, even if you're the one in the right, you just have to say you're sorry. Take the loss and move on. On the punt is Solberg for North. He gets the punt away from his own 15, a line drive punt. Taken by Monson at his own 35 for North. He's out of the 45 and hits the far sideline. To the North 40, to the North 35, and to the 30-yard line before he's angled out of bounds. And a late flag comes in as they might have gotten Arvid Ryberg, the junior, for a late tackle. So you might be tacking on more to that. But New Richmond on an outstanding return by Abraham Monson will be in business here, at least at the North 25-yard line, but we'll see where they move it. It will be a personal foul, and that's going to be on Ryberg for that late hit, and that's going to pogo stick New Richmond even closer. So with 4:05 to play in the first quarter, New Richmond already up 7-0 and already on the happy side of par when it comes to field position again. They have not taken a snap on their side of the 50. We'll see where they ultimately mark it off. He had gone out of bounds at the 30-yard line, so it should be 15 yards, and they'll mark it down at the 15. So New Richmond will start first and 10 at the North 15-yard line. New Richmond, a team that won three games last year. They're no longer the little engine that could. Matt McGinnis in his third year wants his team to be a playoff contender. They want to get to the playoffs. They're no longer the program that was losing all those games year in and year out and going winless. Stolrick, the pass, rolling near side, looking towards the end zone, pump fakes a couple times, takes it himself inside the 15 and is popped at the 9-yard line by Brett Williams, but not before a very good gain of 8 on the play, and it'll be 2nd and 2.
Yeah, this is getting very, very... getting very close to a touchdown and a two-possession game for New Richmond.
Again, this North team, you still kind of think of them as the team for all those years went winless, 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 and just didn't have numbers that were playing football. But Matt McGinnis, this third year, has got a team that wants to win. A little jet sweep here for Max Kratovics for New Richmond, but he slips in the backfield on this artificial turf, slips down, falls down back at the 9, a loss of 2. So that sets up a 3rd down and 4 for New Richmond at the North 9-yard line. Ah, the old turf monster biting Kratovitz on his own home field there.
And the turf monster doesn't care which team it is so long as he gets to bite somebody.
The turf monster, a lot like the Lake Champlain monster. There's rumors of seeing it. And you've seen the after effects, but nobody's ever actually seen the turf monster. Stolrick in the shotgun. Handoff in the backfield, wrapped up. Oh, staying on his feet, however, was Austin Wittick. And Wittick's going to dive ahead right near the first down marker at the 5. There was a North player who slid off of him as though he was a fly slipping on the top of a buttered roll. And he's going to dive ahead and get the first down. It'll be 1st down and goal to go. He could have been dropped for a loss of three or four on the play. It would have set up a fourth down and long. Instead, was able to discard a guy as though he was wiping dribbles of water off of a picnic table. So first and goal to go for New Richmond at the North 5. They already lead 7-0 late in the first quarter. Starrick fires over the middle, in and out of the hands of Aiden Eckert. On the coverage was Regan Crute for North.
And that one could have easily been caught, but just slips right through the hands.
Second down and goal to go for New Richmond as North looking for a big momentum-turning defensive stop. Second down and goal to go from the 5. Hand off again, this time to Wittick. Wittick near the goal line. Did he push the pile in? I think he did. Yes, he did. Wittick pushed the pile the last 2 yards. Touchdown for New Richmond. On the touchdown by Wittick from 5 yards out. And it's 13-0 in favor of New Richmond with 2:03 to play in the first quarter. So give New Richmond credit. They've capitalized on a fumble and an outstanding return on a punt and have the 13-0 lead as Fagan on for the extra point. He's 2-for-2 this year on extra points. Operations clean, ball down, line drive, kick gets over the hands and gets over the crossbar. The kick is good. So with 2:03 to play in the first quarter, New Richmond already out to the 14-0 lead. North looking for a bounce back when we come back on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Well, North has made it easy for the New Richmond offense. There's the difference between baking apple muffins from scratch and baking apple muffins using a Betty Crocker pre-mix. And New Richmond's had it pre-mixed so far, and they've taken advantage. They're up 14-0, 2:03 to play in the first quarter. As North will get the ball back, end-over-end kick. Taken to the 10-yard line by Schaaf, bouncing it to the outside of the 25 to the 30. He's got room along the sideline, out to the 40. Was looking to kick it back inside, but wrapped up at the waist and pulled down by Monson, who does it all. Still, though, good field position for North as they'll take over right around their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, you can never take good field position for granted. See New Richmond capitalize on their good field position.
New Richmond has started off at the North 38 and the North 15, hence the reason they have the 14-0 lead. Now, North really needs a good drive here. Generate some momentum, generate a little bit of wind at their backs, if you will. Speaking of wind, there is no wind to speak of, but momentum-wise, almost all of the field in shadows as the sun sets behind the grandstand and behind the press box. And off to Bean. He's hit in the backfield, stays on his feet, trying to churn himself loose, but nowhere to go, and pulled down by Jamison Unger for a 2-yard loss.
It doesn't seem like North is going to have what they had last week against Menominee, which was that first quarter lead.
Well, again, they couldn't hold on to a 13-0 lead. Maybe they can come back from a 14-0 deficit. Final minute 30 of the first quarter. And they've yet to really unleash Peyton McCracken, the senior quarterback. Shotgun snap to McCracken. Fakes the handoff, pitches it to Solber, trying to go out to the outside, but New Richmond was ready for him, and he's going to be eaten alive in the backfield for a massive loss. Nobody bit it on the New Richmond side. Hunter Beyer, the junior defensive back, came on through. They tried a little reverse play to North, sending everybody to the right and trying to get Solberg on a wide receiver pitch, going to the left, and nothing working. Second down and an Uber ride to go. I should say third down and an Uber ride to go. Third down and 16 from their own 37. Final 40 seconds of the first quarter. Remember, this is a New Richmond team that the defense did not allow any points last week, and they're looking to not allow any points through one quarter tonight. And whistle will stop play as North was having trouble getting a play in, and North will burn their first timeout of the first half. We'll keep it here, 28 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 14-0 in favor of New Richmond. And again, for North, they had that great start last week. The offense, though, stalled out in the second half against Menominee, and so far here have not seen the offense get any traction. As Derek has fallen asleep.
I'm not falling asleep.
But North, you know, the thing is, they got to generate something on offense, not only to win the field position eventually, but of course they're going to have to score it in order to win this game. So they're faced with a third down and 16 coming out of the timeout, the ball at their own 33. Ball on the far hash, McCracken in the shotgun, bunched up formation here. McCracken will look to heave it. Rolled out to the near side, throws short near side. He underthrew his man. Was it still caught on the dive? No, it was not, as he threw it at the feet of Nick Thiessen. Even if Thiessen had made the catch, he would have been down right at the original line of scrimmage. So North will bring on the punting unit, and they'll look to see if they can flip field position this way as Aaron Solberg on to kick it away with 21 seconds left in the first quarter. Monson, who had that great return, standing at his own 33-yard line, sort of like a polar bear waiting to feast on a unsuspecting salmon. High snap. Solberg gets it down, gets the kick away, but it's a short kick. Let's see what bounce it takes at the New Richmond 45. It takes a sideways bounce and goes out of bounds along the far side of the north bench. And New Richmond will take over at the 44. Oddly enough, though, this is still their worst starting field position of the ball game at their own 44. 12 seconds left in the first quarter, likely the last play of the first quarter. New Richmond already out to the 14-0 lead. Again, a New Richmond team that not a lot is expected out of them, but mostly because of what they lost, not because of anything these guys currently on the team have done. Shotgun for Stalrick. Heppner is off to his left. Heppner last week averaged almost 6 yards per carry. They send a man in motion. Hand off on a wide receiver sweep. Coming wide to the near side. Just a couple of yards, though. Nothing really happening there. A lot of running sideways for not much going up and down the field for Ethan Panic. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. We're through one quarter of play. New Richmond leads Eau Claire North by a score of 14-0. New Richmond ball at midfield when we begin the second quarter right after this. This is high school football on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans. Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
New Richmond ball to begin the second quarter. They've got second down and 7 from their own 47. New Richmond out to the 14-0 lead in this game. New Richmond moving from left to right as we begin the second quarter. Nick Stalrick in the shotgun, 3 wideouts. Give will go to Heppner up the middle. He's got a big room up the middle. He's got the first down and more to the 30, to the 20. Goes to the far sideline. 10-5 touchdown. Joe Heppner. A 55-yard touchdown run, and New Richmond breaking it open early. They lead 20-0.
Well, what are you going to say about that one? He beat everybody to the outside, found a lane to the far corner, and didn't even need to use the pylon.
20-0 in favor of New Richmond as North having a humbling start to this one. Disappointing when you consider how well they played last week and a little surprising considering how New Richmond had struggled on offense last week. So North is going to have to get their sea legs underneath them as Fagan's extra point is up and good. It is 21-0 New Richmond out in front in this one. North gets the ball desperately needing a drive when we come back on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. Fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be York's Brand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be York's Brand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Be York's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Be York's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
All New Richmond so far, they lead 21-0, 11:50 to play in the first half. New Richmond from left to right, North right to left on your listening device. And, of course, we say hello to those on 93.5 in Eau Claire and worldwide thanks to echometownradio.com. People can be listening anywhere tonight, even in Baldwin, Missouri, if they so wish. Shout out to Missouri today. Schoff takes the kickoff for North at his 15 out to the 25-yard line. Bear hugged and pinned to the artificial turf by Trevor Solon, and that's where North will take over. New Richmond has the black helmets and the orange tops, black pants. Black helmets, orange tops, black pants. North, meanwhile, the black helmets, white tops, and black pants. North, after that optimistic start last year, lost their last five games. They also lost last week, so trying to stop what's been a losing streak into the early part of last year. Peyton McCracken on first and 10. Well, again, handed to Avante. Bean hit the line, stays on his feet. Power run, gets out to the 35 and has the first down to the 37. Well, Avante Bean, more of a bowling ball type running back, he not only accepts the contact, he's almost looking for the contact. He wants to knock somebody down.
Yeah, he wanted to knock that player down and get that extra yardage.
First and 10 for North at their own 38. They trail 21-0 early in the second quarter. McCracken, again, the handoff to Bean, trying to bounce into the outside near side, and he is laid out on a diving tackle made by Dennis Rock, the aptly named Dennis Rock, senior linebacker for New Richmond. Second down and 10 at their own 38. Again, nice crowd today, probably about 2,500 or so. All the seats in the grandstand below us are filled, including a contingent of North player parents and family friends. The New Richmond band, by the way, is set up on the track down in the corner to our right. McCracken airing a deep far side, jump ball at the New Richmond 40, in and out of the hands of Zach Shipman. Shipman had it knocked away from him at the last minute on a great coverage play by R.J. Amundson of New Richmond.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow. You had him, granted it was double coverage, but it looked like he was going to have it.
That's one of those plays that in the pros, you expect your wide receiver to pull it down. At the high school level, boy, you really, really, really would have liked that one to stick to him like sprinkles staying on top of a frosted donut, but it just wasn't to be. Third and 10 from their own 38-yard line. McCracken shotgun sends a man in motion. He'll toss it to Solberg on an end around far side of the 45. He's got the first down to the 50. Stays on his feet inside plus territory down to the 40-yard line and wrapped up out of bounds at the New Richmond 37-yard line. Gain of some 20 yards on the play, and North has some life. First and 10 at the New Richmond 36-yard line.
Yeah, that's a big play you're looking for right about then with a third and long. And he got him extras.
Did that sweet play to Solberg, wide receiver, and ended up getting them that 20-plus yards for the first down. Was scooting along like a kid on a scooter on a lazy Saturday afternoon. First and 10 at the plus 36 for North. McCracken, again, hand off to Bean. Misdirection in the backfield. He faked to his left, tried to go to his right. Got a little bit of a crevice and was able to worm his way for 3 yards. Second down and 7, right around the 33 of New Richmond. Again, 10 minutes to play in the first half. New Richmond leads 21-0. And we're going to get an official's timeout. Looks like a North player is being sent to the far sideline for something with equipment. That is Nick Thiessen, the sophomore. Coming up at halftime, conversation with Memorial head coach Tom Westcott. We, of course, had their game last week, and we'll be back with Memorial next week for their conference opener at Stevens Point. North, meanwhile, will open up their first sojourn into the VFA at Carson Park against Wausau West. So go to the game at Carson Park to watch North and bring your listening device along with you, right, Derek?
Yeah, you definitely should, because then you get both games.
It's a twofer.
A terrific twofer.
All right, looks like they've settled everything down after the equipment issue with Thiessen, who has to remain on the sideline. Second down and 7 from the New Richmond 33. Kraken takes a shotgun snap, gives it to Bean. Bean wrapped up at the line and nowhere to go. Javon Hallbauser with the tackle. And it'll be third down and 7.
Again, long third down here for North. What they would love here is another 20-yard play.
The thing is for North right here, you're already down 3 scores. This is going to be a two-play territory. If you don't get the first down, you're going to go again. Thiessen tried to come into the game. The officials blew the play dead and sent him off again. Not sure what the issue is with Thiessen, but they're working on his lower leg. Third down and 7 from the plus 34 for North. McCracken, short pass near side. Catch is made on the swing pass to Zach Shipman. Shipman, though, doesn't get much, maybe 3 yards on the play. It'll set up a fourth down, and we'll call it 6 at the 32 of New Richmond. Already down 3 scores. You really have your hand forced right here to have to go for it. I mean, you're not going to try to kick some 50-yarder at this level. You don't have that type of kicker on the roster this year. And you're not going to pooch kick it either, down 3 scores. And North is going to take time to think about it. So North will use a timeout. We'll take it with them. 8:24 to play in the half. Already 21-0 New Richmond. Big fourth down when we come back here on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Now, let's be honest, this might be a must-get for North. Already down 21-0, 8:24 to play in the first half. North has a fourth down and 5 from the New Richmond 31-yard line. They'll come out with McCracken in the shotgun as always. 2 backs, 3 wideouts, 2 to the short side of the field. That's the near side. McCracken will take the chest high snap. Throws over the middle. He's got a man. Catch made in stride by Ben Mettler. It's at the 15 to the 10. Wave him goodbye. Touchdown. Touchdown for the North Huskies. A 32-yard pitch and catch from McCracken to Mettler. And North is on the board. Now down 21-6. A little slant pass over the middle. And Mettler makes the catch in stride. And nobody could catch him. And North is on the board, now down 21-6. North will set up the extra point. Solberg will go for the extra point. He was 1 of 3 last week in those extra point attempts. Right-footed kick is on its way, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. So the kick is good, and with 8:17 to play until the end of the first half, 21-7 in favor of New Richmond, but the Huskies have life. Huskies will kick it back to New Richmond when we come back on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Well, the North Huskies back into this game on the 32-yard touchdown reception by Metler. He caught that slam pass, had the first down on the catch, and then nobody could catch him. So North back in the game and now looking for a big defensive stop to keep the momentum up. Because if you score but you allow the other team to score, did you really gain anything?
I don't think you really would have.
Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano as well. Derek and the rest of the Eau Claire school kids begin classes next week. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Solberg will kick it away for North. Couple of New Richmond guys back at their five as Solberg swings the right leg. Good end over end kick that's going to go into the end zone and a touchback. So New Richmond will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Sun setting over our left shoulders, the whole field in shadows. What a difference though playing tonight as opposed to last night, because of course last night, gnarly weather, we would have been caught in delays and whatnot. A few games locally tried to start early and they couldn't even finish because of the weather. The Menominee won a shortened game against Marshfield in a game they started at 4:30 and still couldn't finish because of the weather coming in. So good job by the administration getting ahead of the game and moved the game a couple of days ago. And the crowd has come out in mass for it. Nick Stolrick in the shotgun for New Richmond as they start at their 20-yard line. Handoff up the middle and a big gain here for Austin Wittick. He's got the first down and more past the 35 out of the 40-yard line and wrapped up at the waist and pulled down by Zach Shipman, but not before a gain of 23 yards and first and 10 for New Richmond. So New Richmond could not move the ball last week against Marshfield. Some of that, though, could have been the fact. Remember, you don't really have a preseason. They were getting their in-game flow going, and they are having no trouble moving the ball on North. First and 10 from their own 43. Looking to pass, Stolrick throws near, set under, thrown, intercepted! Intercepted at the North 40-yard line. Picked off by Ty Schoff. It was underthrown. Schoff able to make the catch as he falls down to his knees. And North back in business, taking over at their own 40-yard line.
What a read. He was able to see that ball come short and made a diving effort for it and was able to secure it.
The wide receiver had gotten over Schoff. If that ball had been thrown over Schoff to the wide receiver, he would have been gone. But instead it was underthrown. Schoff able to pick it off. North down 21-7 with 7:48 to go in the first half. They've got the ball at their own 40-yard line. McCracken in the shotgun. He's got Levante Bean off his left hip. Bean on the carry. Lowers the short. Bounces out through. First down and more to the 50-yard line, to the 45, and flung down at the New Richmond 45-yard line. But Levante Bean scooting on through as though he's a mouse running between the cat's legs. And it's first and 10 for North at the plus 45.
And you could tell by his reaction, he was very happy with that run.
As happy as someone who found that there's still one cold slice of pizza left in the refrigerator the following morning. McCracken in the shotgun, Bean with him. Again to Bean. Bean slips in the backfield, stays on his feet long enough to will his way back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 at the 45. Second down. Again, New Richmond band down on the field off to our right. They set up on the track here, and they need to because there's not a spot to be in the grandstand, the metal grandstand that runs between the 30-yard lines. It is shoulder to shoulder on this Friday night. Second down and 10 from the plus 45. McCracken takes the low snap, throws quick far side, reception made by Mettler. Mettler tries to turn back inside, but was quickly swallowed up. Just a short gain, a very good job on the coverage by New Richmond's Dennis Rock. Third down and 6 at the 41.
I just noticed this now. New Richmond on their bench has a full-on TV.
Yeah, they do on the near side. They've got a 60-inch television on the side. That's how they're watching plays. Wouldn't mind putting that down in the old Montesano man cave. All right, here's what we're going to do, Derek. After the game, I'll distract him. You grab the TV, throw it in the Ford Focus. Third down and 6 at the plus 41 for North. McCracken, hand off to Bean. Bean hit at the line, drags a guy for a gain of maybe a yard. Matthew Fuchs was right there. Junior at 6'2", 62. Fourth down and 5 for North. Down 21-7 with 5:30 to play in the second quarter. And Matt McGinnis's team is going to stay out there. We've only had one foul in this game, by the way. A late hit on North early. Have not had any other flags. North will go for it on 4th and 5 from the 40-yard line, the plus 40. McCracken fakes the give, rolls out far side, throws under pressure, and it's incomplete. The play was broken up as getting through the line was Regan Saverin for New Richmond, and New Richmond's defense holds, and North turns it over on downs at the New Richmond 40-yard line.
A big stop there for New Richmond, preventing any points off that turnover and preventing North from getting this to a one-possession game.
So New Richmond took advantage of a fumble back in the first quarter, turned it in the points. North, though, could not cash in their interception into points. New Richmond, the ball at their own 40-yard line, 5:12 to play until half, and they have all three of their timeouts. Stallrick in the shotgun. He will hand it to Wittick coming to the near side. He's got the 45 to the 50. He's got the first down to the North 45 to the North 40-yard line, and three guys that are needed to bring him down, led by Shipman, but a big gain for Wittick to the North 36-yard line. First and 10 for New Richmond, and they're quickly up on the ball again. First and 10 at the North 36-yard line. Hand off again, Wittick up the middle. Big gain to the 25 to the 20, and he's sandwiched at the North 20-yard line. But Austin Wittick, another big gain. And it's first and 10 for New Richmond at the 20-yard line. And again, right up on the ball. Wittick stays in the backfield with Stallrick. Again to Wittick, through the line, wrapped up, and this time a shorter gain, but he still falls ahead after being tackled by Gorman and gains 4. Second down and 6 at the North 16-yard line.
Let's not forget, though, those were two very good runs from Wittick. Being able to gain a bunch of yardage is very good, so being able to do it twice consecutively is even better.
Now Heppner checks into the game as Wittick will get a blow on the near sideline. Second and 6 from the North 16-yard line. And off to Heppner. Heppner through the line. Boy, what a push by that offensive line for North. He runs behind the line all the way to the 10-yard line before he's pulled down. And it'll be first and goal to go for New Richmond. He was hardly touched. That whole line pushed ahead like a storm front. So another first and goal to go situation for New Richmond, just inside the 10-yard line. Shotgun snap for Stallrick, gives it to Heppner. Heppner wrapped up in the backfield and stood up by Bear Wall. Bear Wall, the sophomore, on the tackle. We haven't mentioned it, by the way. North is without one of the key guys from their defense last week, Noah Penninger, who had a fumble recovery against Menominee. He was on the sideline, not in uniform before the game. And that may be playing a factor here. Second down and goal to go from the 11-yard line for New Richmond after that loss of two after the Bear Wall tackle. Hattner still in the backfield. Estalrit, the shotgun snap, fakes the give, throws far side, incomplete. Little miscommunication as cutting inside was Kratovics, and that pass went to his back shoulder. It'll be third down, goal to go.
Oh boy, would North love a defensive stop right here.
Again, you got to think this is probably two down territory for Reggie Larson's team. If they don't get the first down here, as long as they get a few yards, they'll probably go for it on fourth down. Shotgun here. Looking to pass, throws to the end zone. One-handed, unable to pull it down, was Aiden Eckert. The pass was just out of the reach of the defender, Regan Crute, and Eckert reached up with his left hand, and as he was falling to the ground, just could not corral the ball properly. And it'll be fourth down and goal to go from the 11. And it looks like New Richmond will go for it here. Yeah. 2:58 to go until half.
Yeah, that was a tough play altogether. He was leaning back. It was hard enough to even get one hand on the ball. So.
And now they're going to have Munson come out to kick it. So from the near hash, the right-footed kicker is going to have to pull it a little bit. It's a 27-yard field goal attempt. The ball's down, kicks on its way, and he hooked it well wide to the left. So Munson, his first field goal attempt of the year, and misses it off to the left. And the North defense able to hold. That first play on first and goal, that defensive play by Bear Wool, that was the key play.
Yeah, that was a big defensive play there. And that really kind of threw it all off for New Richmond.
Be yourself. Unless you can be a bear. Otherwise,
always be a bear.
So the ball gets moved back out of their 20, and North will have it first and 10 from their 20 with 2:53 to go until half. New Richmond leads 21-7. North has one timeout to work with. McCracken, shotgun with Bean with him. Fakes the give, throws near side, and a quick catch, but a quick hit made as well. Shipman with the reception, but a nice open field tackle by Abraham Monson of New Richmond. That's one. If Monson doesn't make the reception, there was nobody behind him along that near sideline, and if Shipman had been able to stay on his feet, he would have been able to run for a while, maybe all the way to that chain store coffee shop beyond the end zone to our left. Second down and 9. North taking their time, because what they don't want to have happen, New Richmond's got all three of their timeouts. They don't want to leave a lot of time on the clock for New Richmond if they were to go 3 and out. Shotgun here for McCracken. Hand off Bean. Bean to the right side of the 25 to the 30. He's got the first down and knocked down at his own 35, but a gain of 15 and a first down for North. Now that can open up the playbook a little more for Matt McGinnis's squad. First and 10 at their own 35. Clock runs under 2 minutes to play in the first half. New Richmond does get the ball to begin the second half. Three wideouts, two to the near side. Looking to pass, throws over the middle, knocked away. Tried a quick slant pass over the middle, it was knocked away. He was going for Shipman, but Munson everywhere for New Richmond was there on the coverage.
I mean, this guy's all over the place. We can't escape him.
He's like socks being left around the Montesano house. Everywhere you turn, there they are.
I wonder who leaves them there.
Moving on, second down and 10 from their own 35 for North. McCracken takes the belly button, high snap, flushed out, throws over the middle, short pass to Mettler. Mettler hit at the line, is thrown back. So that goes down as a completion for McCracken, but there was nowhere to go. Third and 10 at their own 35. New Richmond not using any of their timeouts. 1:27 to go until halftime. And New Richmond had three timeouts, but Reggie Larson not using any of them. We'll see if North just runs the ball here. Third and 10 at their own 35, or does Matt McGinnis have a little fun? Let's see. McCracken will look to pass. Got time now, flushed out. Rolls to the far side. He'll try to run it himself, and he's flung out of bounds along the far sideline by Cole Stevens. And they're going to say he went out of bounds. That's going to stop the clock with 53 seconds to go until halftime. So that stops the clock for New Richmond. Gain four on the play. So with it being fourth and six from their own 39, Solberg on the punt. And boy, does North need a good punt here, because you don't want to give New Richmond good field position. Solberg has had some pressure on a couple of these punts. He's at his own 20. High snap goes over his head. Rolls inside the 10-yard line. Solberg picks it up. Rugby kicks it. Good rugby-style kick that'll bounce to his own 40. Take a North roll to the 50, to the New Richmond side of the 50, and be deadened at the New Richmond 47-yard line. That was a rugby-style kick by Solberg, and an outstanding job. He picked it up at his 8-yard line, got a line drive kick away from disaster to something that was maybe still a little bitter, but you could swallow it.
Yep, it could have easily turned into ball on the 8-yard line for New Richmond with 30 seconds left.
That was as athletic of a play as you're going to see. A great job done by Aaron Solberg, the junior. Now New Richmond still has good possession, though, at their own 48-yard line, 38 seconds left until halftime. They lead 21-7. And New Richmond does have all three of their timeouts. Stalrick with Heppner with him in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Give to Heppner. Heppner bouncing it to the outside near side of the 45 to the 40. He gets to the sideline to the 35 to the 30-yard line and dragged out of bounds by Shipman. Clock will stop as he brought it all the way to the North 25-yard line. 29 seconds left until halftime. And again, New Richmond gets a big, big gain on a running play.
And North coming out for the second half, they're going to need to try to prevent that big run play, which is something they've been struggling with here in this first half.
29 seconds left until halftime. Clock stopped as he went out of bounds. Ball at the 25. Snap, give again. Heppner bottled up at the line, nowhere to go. And New Richmond will use their first timeout, 24 seconds remaining until halftime. 21-7, New Richmond leads. And we've got a player down for New Richmond as well, one of their linemen, but there will be a timeout charged to New Richmond anyway. Again, coming up at halftime, we'll catch up with Tom Westcott, the head coach of the Memorial Old Ames. They're in action tonight, taking on Chi-High. Speaking of that, we'll have some out-of-town scores from Derek Montesano. He'll give us those coming up at halftime. A reminder, next Friday night, we'll be in Stevens Point, Memorial at Stevens Point, next Friday night, 6:45 airtime. This North team will be at Carson Park taking on Wausau West. And in a brand new year, a lot of new opponents and whatnot, is North and Memorial taking on teams from Central Wisconsin, schools they've not played in decades, even in non-conference play. The non-conference schedule had really settled in the last 50 years to playing the schools out of La Crosse. So a chance to see some new schools, some new ballparks, some new players, all part of a statewide reorganization. Of course, North and Memorial stay in the BRC for all other sports. The injured player for New Richmond was Christian Roberts, offensive lineman. He will walk to the near sideline, hobbling a little bit, but under his own power. When we resume action, it'll be second and 10 for New Richmond at the North 25-yard line, 25 seconds remaining until halftime. New Richmond lines up four wideouts, three to the left, one to the short side, which is the right. our near side. Stalrick in the pistol this time. Right behind him is Heppner. Now he has Heppner move to his side. Claps his hands. North showing pressure. There's the low snap. Picks it up. Floats it near side towards the end zone. Overthrew Aiden Ecker. 20 seconds to go until half. Third down and 10 for New Richmond.
And this could be very big for North here. If they can prevent a New Richmond touchdown.
Time really not still a factor, only because New Richmond has two timeouts left. 20 seconds remaining until halftime. New Richmond looking at the near sideline, gets their play. They all now look at the wristbands on their left arms. Three wideouts again. Eckert's the sole guy to the near side. Three guys to the far side are left. Snap. A little screen pass to the far side. Wrapped up and nowhere to go, however, was Alex Oon. A little inside screen pass. He caught the ball, but North a good job of reading it. It'll be fourth and 10. New Richmond will use their second timeout with 14 seconds to go until halftime. And New Richmond will go for it here. You'd otherwise be looking at about a 42-yard field goal, which you're not going to try. You already saw them miss a 27-yarder. Now, you don't have to heave it to the end zone on this play. A first down would still give them another play, or even two. One timeout left for New Richmond, and the key thing they're probably saying is, hey, if you catch the ball and either don't get out of bounds or whatnot, likely you're going to use your last timeout, because even though the clock will stop, I don't know if you're going to, well, maybe you'd still have the guys run up to the ball and spike it. You'd have time probably to do that. Well, does North get the defensive stop again? Fourth down and 10 from the North 25-yard line. New Richmond trying to sneak out a point or points at the end of the half. They already lead 21-7. Shotgun again for Nick Stalrick. Four wideouts, two split each way. Ball right between the hash marks. Heppner off to his side, claps his hands. The snap is chest high, three-step drop. Rolls out of the far side under pressure. Looking, now he's gonna run it himself. He's got the first down inside the 15-yard line and runs out of bounds right around the 12. 5 seconds left until, oh, they say he stepped out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Wow. They're going to say his left foot clipped the sideline at the 15, so right at the marker. It's right by the sticks. They've got the stick set up on the far side. The ball's on the far side. They're going to have to see. They're still going to measure this. The ball and the chain are only separated by about a yard with the sideline. They're going to see if they give him the first down, and he's not going to get it. Wow. A very beneficial spot for the North Huskies. He does not get the first down. He had plenty of room to go. He just went out of bounds to stop the clock smartly, and I thought Derek Easley had the 13 or the 12.
Yeah, I thought he had it. I thought he was pretty much guaranteed they would have had another play. They could have gotten off. Instead, the ball goes to North.
North might be caught a break, and with 5 seconds left, they'll take over at their own 15. No doubt here they'll kneel on the ball and head into the locker room. Down 21-7. So North in this ball game after the way it started, as Hayden McCracken will take a knee as his right knee will touch the turf, and that's how the first half will come to an end. We'll hit the halftime break with the North Huskies on North Huskies trailing the New Richmond Tigers 21-7. And again, with the way this game started, good job by North in the second quarter to settle things down. North's gonna have to play a lot better defensively, though. They are losing out on that field position battle badly.
Yeah, they're going to need to win those field position battles and be able to stop New Richmond from getting a lot of yardage.
Well, again, we reach halftime. Coming up at halftime, a conversation with Eau Claire Memorial head coach Tom Westcott. Plus, Derek will take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll have some first-half highlights. 21-7, New Richmond leads at the break. This is high school football on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.